This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. The long, cold winter, especially the late season cold, did not do our evergreens any favors. My friends over at Sargent's Nursery in Red Wing shared information on winter burn. Evergreens go dormant in November, storing moisture reserves in the buds, stems, and needles so that they survive the long winter. The dark green needles are exposed all winter to the sun on the southwest side of the plant, radiating heat onto the foliage of the plant, and that's made even worse when it reflects off the snow or white siding of buildings. The plant then respires or sweats out the moisture just as it would on a warm spring or summer day. This happens over and over, day after day, and eventually the plant runs out of moisture in reserve, and then the tips of the plants freeze or burn due to moisture loss during cold temperatures. Because this winter was literally 3 to 4 weeks longer and much colder late into April, it was a perfect storm of conditions for winter burn to occur. Sargent's Nursery says they've seen it all over on multiple different types of evergreen species, including arborvitae, spruce, pine, yew, juniper, and boxwood. Here's the good news. Winter burn doesn't have to be fatal if it only burns the tips. However, if it kills the buds, the plant will never recover as there are no growing points or buds. If the buds survive, then they can push new growth through, and once the new needles open up, they can mask the brown needles, which will fall off as the season progresses. Best thing to do, wait it out and go to gardenbite.com for more information and pictures. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.